and today in City Hall in Cork, the public are being invited to an information day on the proposed flood relief scheme being put forward by the Office of Public Works. For many years, as you know, Cork City has been hard hit by floods. Ezra McManaman is a chartered engineer with the Office of Public Works and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Earlier this year, we saw just how bad the flooding in Cork City can get. So what is it that's going on display today?
What's going on today on display today, Rachel, is a second public consultation day. We had the first public consultation day about this time last year, but the second public consultation day today is to show people what we describe as the emerging preferred option for the solution to various flooding problems in Cork City, specifically flooding problems that arise from the River Lee and its tributaries, and also from the tide in the city area, and also from the Northern River Bride and its tributaries in the Blackpool and Commons Road and Ballyvillan area on the north side of the city.
And what then are these relief works likely to involve?
We have a scheme which we are proposing, and that scheme for flood relief purposes is made up of a package or a combination of measures. This scheme will provide protection for Cork City against flood from the river with a return period of about 100 years on average, and also a flood from the tide with a return period of 200 years on average. And that is the best international standard and practice in terms of providing flood relief defence for an urban area. I'll describe the measures to you now, and there are four elements in the package.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, we are developing a flood forecasting system which will be based on weather forecasts to give advance warning of an expected flood from either the river or the tide a number of days in advance. This will support decision making with regard to advanced discharges of water from the ESB reservoirs upstream of the city in Enniscarra and Carrickadrohid. The second measure is that there will be quite a lot of flood defences required from the Enniscarra Dam down to and through the city, and especially in the city. Those defences will provide protection against flooding both from the river and also from the tide. And you mentioned flooding earlier on in the year in February, and that was flooding that came from the tide alone in that instance. The third element of the scheme is the utilisation of lands that are already at risk of flooding, and the utilisation of those as washlands. So those lands will be flooded by early discharges from the dams in advance of the expected flood. And finally, the last measure that I mentioned is the further optimisation of the operating procedures of the dams at Enniscarra and Carrickadrohid, with a view to improving the benefit that arises from their presence for the purposes of flood risk management. The flood forecasting system that I've mentioned and the flood defences, as well as ourselves and the OPW having gone through a statutory process to put this scheme in place, will enable the ESB to discharge more water in the days in advance of an expected flood.
Right.
So that the storage facility in those reservoirs will be available to reduce the impact of the flood when it's at its worst.
Right, and
so that damage will not be caused to build property. Sorry,
and
Rachel.
Just presuming that you get the go-ahead on all of this and that everything goes according to plan, you get the necessary land, etc. Mm-hmm. How long is this likely to take?
At the moment, our expectation is that the work will take about 3 to 4 years to complete. You mentioned getting the go-ahead and so on and starting the work. We have a lot of work to do yet before the work can start.
Right, and so it's likely to be a couple of years, is it, before the work can start?
No, that's what I was going to say. We are planning at the moment to award the contract to start the work by the end of next year, by the end of 2015. So that will be, as I said, awarding the contract to a contractor to start building the works necessary. So the works will probably begin then immediately in the beginning of 2016. And from then on, we expect it to take 3 to 4 years to have all of the works completed.
Okay. Ezra McManaman, thank you for joining us.